So today I'm going to talk about Barack Obama's design and its some of the aspects of it that relate to the current debt crisis negotiation that we all experienced here recently. So when I look at Barack Obama's design, I couldn't help but notice so many of his gates point toward a certain way of dealing with life, as well as the Open Ego Center. So we look at the Open Ego Center to start with. This is predominantly found in Democrats. It's the open, white, small center that's in the position of the physical heart. Most Democrats, in all the study I've had, have this open. And this is why most Republicans, on the inverse, actually have it defined. And when we listen to people, politically incorrect Bill Maher or whomever recently talking about the fact that the Democrats don't seem to know how to, or his language was, they don't have any balls. They don't, or at least Barack Obama and many, don't have a defined ego. And that means that fundamentally they're not strong in drawing boundaries, in fighting and confronting and holding a position energetically, fundamentally as their nature. The defined ego will defend and protect and be in control of something it feels strongly about. And then we have to look at the channels to be able to say what that is in specifics. But, the open ego is always this lifetime learning how to stand up for itself, how to defend against attack, how to assert a kind of power or energy that can stand up in the face of another ego energy. So most Republicans have the defined ego. They do have this capacity to go after. We saw what they did to Bill Clinton. We see, this utter commitment to defend what they believe in. From a certain energetic quality that the ego center has, which has to do with a sense of self. It's like a willingness to stand in one's own power, let's say. And there's other ways that this can manifest, but it doesn't have the qualities of usually in a confrontation that the defined ego will stand up and not back down. That's one of the standard ways we can see it, unless, of course, the lines are someone can have a defined ego, but it's not activated in a strong way, or the lines are weak, or the planet's weak. So it's not across the board. Nothing is in the way I read a human design chart. But in general, many ego centers certainly have the capacity to fight, basically, defend and protect and confront. So he doesn't. And he also, curiously enough, has this gate 21 in Venus, in red, which actually also has qualities of backing down, feeling powerless, feeling like they aren't in control, or having a certain lesson where this lifetime he'll be playing out that in a certain way. Ideally, the 21 can learn how to when to be in control and when not to be in control. When it's defined, the potential is there for a couple of the lines. Many of the lines are actually weak, but the potential is to really have the capacity to be in control. But a weak 21 on an open center tends to, particularly this line, it's called the line of strategy. So it is learning how to strategize against opposing forces, to know how to respond to those opposing forces. On a weak ego, this means that this response mechanism is here to be learned, not necessarily strong, particularly as a red gate, body gate, not coming in with his soul gate. So he's here to be challenged. And when we look at a presidency against a Republican Congress, we can see that he's going to have the experience of being defeated, of feeling like he can't get what he wants completely all the time, of being out of control, and of learning how to make a response that's appropriate to the opposing forces, which will fundamentally not be read clearly by him. He'll feel more energetically dominated than he actually is. And this is what we saw. He folded, right, really easily. Then we see other things to add to this as well. He's got this gate 33, line 5, in his sun. This is called the gate of retreat, of surrendering, of pulling back, of reflection, but the energy of it is to retreat. It's like an active withdrawal. So part of his process is as a soul, is to reflect inward and retreat. So once again, I see this as a tendency in the soul. And we also look at the soul earth, the black earth, in gate 19, line 5. This is the gate in the root chakra that is driven. This is a very democratic gate. This is a gate that says, I will sacrifice myself to serve the whole. Now, in many situations, this is a wonderful quality, right, to have the willingness to sacrifice, to be supportive of others' needs as well as your own, even being willing to give up your own needs in the context of serving the totality. So once again, we see his willingness to do that as a positive quality, but up against a community that does not believe in the same thing, which is where the 19th gate is ultimately always seen to be a positive reflection, is in the context of a community where the principles, gate 49, are in alignment. Here we have a situation where we do not have the principles in alignment. So his willingness to sacrifice and subjugate his own needs, i.e. the needs of his community, which is, this is a community circuit, the Democrats are put into the hands of not a community that has the same principles. So it is detrimental in this case to the community he belongs to. Right? In the context of other people who were in alignment with that same principle, this is the gate of compromise and service and willingness to sacrifice and provide emotional support. Once again, though, we see what happens when he does this with the wrong community, the wrong principles, not present in gate 49. He also has gate 2 exalted in Mercury in red, and he has gate 2 in the red sun. So gate 2 sixth line, even though it says exalted, it's actually kind of a weak line. It's a line that's about the student. It's a deep penetrating line of going within oneself, being receptive to the internal connection with the divine, with truth, with knowledge. But line six is sort of a, in Mercury, which has to do with the intellect, it's almost like the intellect is absorbed in constant rationalization, and that the line here is actually an unable or an unwillingness or an incapacity to see the whole picture. So I have this gate and this line, and I understand, I've seen it work in my life forever, is gosh, it's almost like you don't see the whole picture. You don't see the negative. I years and years ago, had a friend of mine who I trusted with paying my bills, etc., when I went out of the country and I was unavailable. And she had been a good friend at some points in my past life, but there was also an instance that she had actually really betrayed me and let me down. Well, for some reason, when it came time for me to leave and I needed someone to take care of some things for me, I forgot about that. All I remembered was the good of her, and she ended up stealing lots of money from me. And so it's an unconscious thing. It's a desire to see to believe also, this is the dilemma, that you have seen everything. It's a knowing circuit. So it's also present in his design. So I don't think he sees the whole picture, really. And then, of course, he's got his strong emotional channel, the 4130, that connects the root chakra to the emotional system, which is about dreaming. This is an idealist. This is a dreamer. How did he run a campaign? Hope. This is the channel of hope. We can have it. We can have what we dream for. So he has a fundamental holding on to the dream, which doesn't always happen, okay? Not that it's a bad thing to dream. It's a wonderful thing to dream, and it can help people get in touch with their own hope, which is how he got elected. People can feel the hope of having the dream. Well, we can see that actually in his case, gate 30 in black is in detriment, and it's his south node. So this is something that he's been doing a bit for some time. And curiously enough, it is in the gate that has to do with accepting fate. It has to do with gate 30, which is fire over fire in the I Ching. Clarity or clear seeing. So on the positive side of that, we have seeing something and exactly accepting it for what it is. This is the gift of the 30th gate, having great clarity around that awareness. When we see it here in Barak's chart, he has line 3, in detriment, activated in the detriment by Jupiter, which is in the red. Jupiter kicks the detriment on here. So Jupiter expands everything, right? And so its tendency is to encourage. It's an encouraging gate to avoid despair. So, but it can be disconnected from what's actually happening, what actually is. It's bent toward the encouragement to avoid a feeling tone of despair or not getting what one dreams, not getting what one desires. So even in his response to this deal he did, he portrayed a positive take on it, which a lot of people are criticizing him about. Instead of saying, you know, this was all I could do, the positive flip of the 30th gate, which is this is all I could do, this is the acceptance of what is, that's there. There's some of that, right? We see some of that. But that Jupiter makes, he made it sound like it was kind of a little victory here. And that's just not true. So the problem of the 41-30 with the detrimental gate 30 is the orientation to pump things up into the positive and be blinded in a way from seeing what's actually going on. So part of his journey, of course, is he can activate people's hope and dreams, and you know, but as we see, this piece is starting to play out where it's not exactly happening in the way that he portrayed it to be. And so there's a letdown, there's a disappointment, which is the flip side of this channel, the disappointment. People are looking at him as a disappointment now, not as the change and the harbinger of hope. You know, Barak is a beautiful 1-8 role model activation. You know, he's one of a kind. He's here to be a role model for the black community, for black men, for black women, for the races that are not seen as equal. He is that torchbearer, that guide, that's ahead of the collective. That's what the 1-8 does, is they lead by being themselves. And so he does that beautifully, very deeply wanting to connect and bridge the barrier, contribute through gate 8 in the moon. So this is very important to him, the coming together, the uniting, the communion through harmony, through individual harmony, bringing your individual efforts to group goals, and by a willingness to be himself, pave the way so others can follow. This is his fundamental journey, to be a unique expression of the divine. To speak from that place inside of him, that deep self-center that can inspire people. He is here to inspire with the 1-8. And he does that. I think he has been an inspiration to many people, particularly the black community. Look what he did for them. It's amazing. It's just an amazing thing. So he's living his design. He is really living his design in that context. He's got the gate 15, line 4 in Venus, which is a gate that can represent a leadership capacity, but it's more in the context of kind of like how His Holiness the Dalai Lama leads. This is a gate of modesty. It's a gate of love for humanity. It's a gate of moderation. He's got it in, where does he have it? In Venus, line 4. So he does deeply, I think, love humanity. It's a very true and real feeling for him. But perhaps the presidency and the role of presidency is a bit different than one would say gate 15 be representational of, as far as the kind of leadership that comes about through the 15th gate. It has a lot of acceptance in it for the diversity of all mankind, of all beings. If you think of His Holiness, who's a wonderful example of this, how acceptance of all beings, equal respect, you can see the beautiful sort of energy that Barak has around his willingness to respect. And again, here we have a compassionate, loving being, right? This is a love gate, a loving gate, a loving humanity without judgment energy. They're very magnetic with this true love that is emanating out of them, out of the 15th gate. His throat gate, gate 56, is usually the throat of a teacher or someone who can lecture or talk about their experiences. He'll always speak about himself when you're the 1-8. It's a self-expressed channel. So we have a being that wrote an autobiography. And then we have gate 56, which is often present in someone who likes to talk about what they believe in as well, or teach. But expressing their experiences. So he's got a very good throat in the way that it operates. But he doesn't exactly have the the influence, say, of a Bill Clinton with gate 31 out of his throat. Gate 31 is designed to influence the collective, to lead the collective and be able to influence them through their words. With Barak, it's a crapshoot sometimes with when he speaks. Often people refer to him as the professor, right? 56th gate. Very eloquent in that capacity. able to, again, stimulate others through their own past experiences. But it's not really about the global kind of leadership voice of the 31. They're very able, however, to get an emotional reaction from people, which is, again, the same circuit out of his throat, gate 56, the abstract sensing experiential circuit that the emotional system 4130 channel has that I talked about before. So here's a being that can excite, because 56 can excite people, get an emotional response from them when speaking about their own experiences, and we see when he talks about the dreams that are possible. Right? The Audacity of Hope was the name of his book. So this is the potential power that he has. Be a great minister, right? He even speaks like one when he was campaigning. He has gate 38 in red in the moon as well, so he is designed to fight, to be connected to the fight, to have the energy of opposition, to be willing to go against. He has that drive to go against. First line, though, it's very early in the activation. So he is here to take a position. Against injustice for the people. This is a very democratic gate, again. Gate 38 is about fighting for justice, of an individual's right, of the rights of the individuals on a very fundamental level. Martin Luther King, Gandhi, the channel, they had the entire channel. He has just the gate, 38, in red, but it's in the moon in red. So it's going to be a powerful driving force for him, as well as gate 60, which is about being a change, a mutation, which he is, the first black president. 19, I talked a lot about that as well, as a driving gate, to compromise, to be of service, to sacrifice oneself. And the strongest is to generate hope and to activate people's dreams and his own dreams. I believe he has these dreams. These are real for him. So the 38 energy is that part of him that will stand alone, will at least be driven to stand the fight, right? Has the drive to be connecting with justice. But I think in the end, he does not have the whole channel, nor the ego center, or the emotional system to the throat, which would also make him capable of using that motor, the emotional system, to create something that he believes in. He needs people to believe in him. That's the projected quality of his design. Is if he's believed in, if what he believes in, what his hopes and dreams are, if people agree with that, then he is expressing himself and able to create that in the minds and hearts of people. But he's not a manifesting design. He's not self-initiating. He doesn't have his own power to manifest without the support of the people and actually support in general. So sometimes with gate 38, without the 28, he may fight, but he may pick the wrong fight, like going for health care when he should have been going for jobs. Maybe not the right fight. Not knowing what's worth fighting for, like being held hostage recently to the Republican demands and giving up sort of the bargaining chip that he had with the 14th Amendment, my personal opinion. But we see that he doesn't always know what fight to fight. Jupiter in 60, we have Jupiter in black, 60 in detriment. This is a gate of leadership as well, to bring about change, right? What was the big theme for him, right? Change. This is what the 60th gate is. Well, the channel of mutation. So it's about change. And we have Jupiter and Saturn in red in this gate. So he doesn't have the whole channel. So here we have again, similar to gate 38, the pressure of the root chakra wanting to create change. Really wanting to, feeling the drive of that, and Jupiter in there leading the change, fifth line, powerful line. How to meet limitation, how to transcend that limitation. But with Jupiter in detriment, sometimes the change just, the limitations can't be met. There's, the energy of Jupiter can't correctly handle the limitation. So it stopped. There is not, the mutation does not happen. But very driven to bring about change, very capable, even with that detriment, of meeting the limitation, being very resourceful around the limitations. Line 4 in Saturn, line 5 in Jupiter. He will be a being that will transcend many limitations and bring change and mutation to the world, which he did. And there will be times, however, where, because he does not have the entire channel, that limitation perhaps is stronger. And the full, complete mutation doesn't happen. Interesting, he's a projector, right, on the types, Ra's types, meaning he has no sacral center and no motor to the throat to make him a manifester. He's a projected being, meaning his energy and his capacity to do comes from the support outside of himself. And we see that again. Not easily does he get things through the way he wants them, right? He's always compromising and needing the support of his party or the support of the people to get elected. Again, very successful in many areas, right? And however, the limitation that happens when that's not there. He's not a make-it-happen kind of guy, as we've seen, without a lot of capitulating and compromise and all the things we just talked about. The gate of limitation also allows him to accept the limitations, push against it and accept it at the same time. Barak has three gates in the crown chakra and the mental complex. Gate 61, exalted, line 5 in Saturn. This is a very smart guy. 61, line 5, makes him a source of a lot of, I would say, spiritual wisdom, spiritual insight, a questioning mind into the greater picture. Certainly this man has... the ability and the desire to understand life from the greater picture level, to know, to understand the underlying principles. It is the channel of the thinker. These are thinkers. Saturn in here makes him this is kind of the father figure, the enlightened father figure, who has the potential, right, to bring influence to the generations. A lot of pressure in him from the crown chakra to know, to do the right thing, to come from wisdom, to come from the grand scheme of things, to think it out from an objective, wise, insightful place. He'd love human design. certainly a being with the 1-8 that's going to be very sympathetic in the 15th gate to all humanity. You know, to all humanity. It's such a beautifully democratic design, right? Sacrifice and selfless, no ego, and love of all beings, and respect, and tolerating, and differences, and that kind of energy. He has no circuitry in here that's driven for, you know, greed or financial gain. He's all about the people. He's all about, you know, he tries to bring people together. He's just not in the same community with the same principles, so there's going to be a challenge for him there with that Republican Congress. He's got the other two gates in the mind, gate 47 and gate 4. Gate 47, this is a mind that is wanting to make sense of things. Gate 47, line 6, and in Mars. Open mind. So he'll listen to everybody, right? Listen to what people have to say, take things in. This is a challenging line. The sixth line of the 47th activation is it's a difficult position for this particular place, this gate, that is struggling against understanding, needing to understand, needing to rationalize, needing to make sense of. So I believe sometimes his thinking process is challenging for him, meaning it's quite active. And they always look to understand life through their own experience, their own personal experience. Again, this is the abstract experiencing circuit. So the mind's process for him will be that way. So he'll look to the past. He'll try to make sense of things from the past, put them together. All in all, the whole mental process for him, of course, is an open functionality, meaning, you know, he's an emotional being. He's going to operate from how he feels around all the ways that I talked about thus far, you know. How do we meet everyone's needs? Everyone's needs. How do we sacrifice? How do we have the positive experiences that we can have for humanity? We can have it all. We can change. We can. And to deeply be able to give direction from that deep connection with his deep self in the center. To follow that love, lovingness toward all beings, toward all humanity. To operate that way. To express the divine in that way, and to protect and provide through his love primarily, and through his hope to create change where everyone's needs are met. This is a caring man. He's going to care deeply about people, about what people need at a fundamental. He's a root chakra guy, you know. Is there food, you know? Is there housing? You know, these are important to him. He's going to fundamentally believe that everyone has that right, and that's what makes him oriented toward being able to provide that for the country, i.e., you know, protect the democratic programs. So thinking too much, trying to come up with a logical answer, is not going to be his strong point. He probably has advisors around him telling him things which he will withdraw into his gate 33 and reflect, and then come up with something from that deep place inside of himself around what direction to go in. But he will allow people to give him thoughts and ideas and opinions. But in the end, he's going to listen to himself. He will always listen to himself. He will do it his way in his own life as much as he can, be a very unique example of that. Obviously, he is a very different kind of president. He's got gate 59 twice out of the sacral center. You know, so that gate 59 has a lot to do with his relationships. He's going to have a strong bond with his brothers, brotherhood, sisterhood. So he's very open and available to relationship and have a lot of intimacy with his brothers, his friends. I think that's why he plays a lot of basketball, and that's going to be very important to him. His parenting, of course, gate 59, very close to always the potential to be a parent, to be married in an intimate relationship, to have a close bond, to have a physical relationship with his wife. We see that. They're very physically connected. I have not seen Michelle's chart, though that would be interesting to see. I'm sure that they have the physical bond. You can see it in the way they hold each other. So that's going to mean an awful lot to him, his children, his wife, his relationship, and his life force will be moving in that direction. His friends. He certainly is, as a soul with gate 40, as his ego gate, he's going to want to he's going to want to lead the tribe. He's going, again, it's a tribal leadership gate, and he's going to attempt to stand up in moments to the collective, but again, it's on the open system. So, you know, he's just not fundamentally strong there. Republicans, you know, they're all ego center activations for the most part, not all of them. You know, there's such a wide range of Republicans these days, but you know, like I said, against an ego center definition, the open ego center will back down most of the time. It's also a gate of aloneness, so he's got a few of those. Time alone. Reflect. To lead. I think he's going to find out. He's going to have a lot of disappointments in himself and in the, you know, what he could accomplish, and all the dreams he had. Part of the journey of the 4130 is that they don't reach all their dreams. They have to dream, and they have to go for what they dream, and they can activate that in other people, get their emotions going, and he'll go through the process of learning from that, like all emotional, experiential circuitry people do, is you learn from your experiences. In this case, his expectations, you know, he'll be shocked a lot of times that he just won't believe it. He'll just won't believe certain things will happen, like he's stunned that the Republican Party won't compromise with him and take his deal. What do you mean? I'm giving you everything. And they're going, yeah, we're not interested. He's like, what are you talking about? He's shocked, right? Because he has high expectations. And he's learning that this is not, you know, just because you have high expectations does not mean they're going to come true. It is a channel of desire. Eventually, you know, he'll learn, hopefully, to play a little harder to get, you know. And maybe he learned that from this, maybe not, but that's what the lesson is. One of the other lessons is to not sacrifice what they dream. He's got that difficult 30th gate negatively aspected, so to give up, you know, to give up. I think he's on a journey of what it means to hold on to that dream and find the strength to fight and, you know, negotiate with the energies of the strong Republican, egocentric, ego-oriented party. Who will? They mirror it beautifully. They fight for what they believe in. They're a beautiful model for that. You know, a beautiful, beautiful model for that. I'm hoping Barack learns about that, and that's on his soul path, so I'm assuming that he will. All right. I think that's enough for today. That's a mini version of Barack Obama's design. Also perhaps going to take a look at if there's interest, I might take a look at his annual solar return. His birthday is on was on August the 4th, so we'll see what this year. I could look at last year and then see what this year has in store for him. And he's also right up on his Chiron return at 50, meaning he's in a phase of his life right now where the lessons and the greatest lessons that his soul has come in to learn and heal, whatever wounding is present as well, the Chiron return imprint will give us a window into how that happens for him. That's on a more personal level. I think all of us might be more interested in the annual solar return to see what this year is about for him. And who knows, maybe he gets a defined ego. Anyway, much love. Hope you enjoyed that. Bye-bye.